7, barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the discussions or topics that are worthy of being further discussed is that of the Khilafa of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. Now, one of the things that used to be taught in the madrasas or in the religious schools, especially within the Sunni world, was that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was the fifth Khalif. So you had the first one, Abu Bakr, the second one, Umar, the third one, Uthman, the fourth one, Imam Ali alayhi salam. The fifth one being Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, who governed for 6 months. And then after his rulership and Khalifa, there's no such thing as the Khilafa anymore. And the Khilafa got finished. Now obviously, paying into consideration what happened during the Khilafa of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, and the strife within the Muslim Ummah, where the differences became so clear that it was, you know, only a blind person who could not see the differences. Obviously, you understand why the discussion got cut short by certain schools. So anyway, the book that we would like to mention and introduce to our dear listeners will be mentioned in our next segment regarding the topic of Imam Hassan and Khilafa or Khalifat. Inshallah, please stay tuned.
حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Imam Hassan and Khalifat. This book was written in English by Sayyid Qurrat al-Ain Abidi and was published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qum. Sayyid Abidi was one of the first scholars that I myself met when I came to Iran the very first time, all those years ago, at least 20 years ago now. May Allah bless him and assist him. He's originally from Pakistan, but he was somebody who really assisted us in our stay here for that period of time. So anyway, this book deals with the life of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And the life of Imam Hassan was both eventful and full of lessons. And unfortunately, the significance of his role seems to have been ignored or forgotten, or eclipsed by the extent of the focus of us on Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the event of Karbala, which is something obvious. And a common misconception is that he was just a peacemaker, which is something that cannot be further from the truth. For Imam Hassan alayhi salam was overwhelmingly and a popular appointment as Khalif, not only due to his charisma, knowledge and eminent piety, but he was the first grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then obviously he led the Islamic Khilafah for 6 months, as I mentioned, with the authority and control. And he prepared his army, leading it to war against Muawiyah and exhorting it to be brave and unflinching. And then we know history books tell us that what happened to the army and the disbursement of the army, the treachery of the army of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, the bribery that took place, even among some of his commanders. You know, unfortunately, this love of the money, the love of the gold coin, took people away from the truth. Moreover, the author demonstrates with exacting scholarship using authentic sources and the mother books of history how there would have been no Karbala without the groundwork laid by Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. The book also has great value as a manual of instruction on how one should obey the Imam of one's time, in war and in peace, thus making it an excellent way of preparing for the emergence of Imam Al-Asr, the 12th Holy Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion from this book, Imam Hassan and Khalifa, by Sayyid Qurrat al-Ayn Abidi. Now let us listen to a comment from the editor of this book.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The book Imam Hassan and Caliphate was introduced to me by a studious scholar from Pakistan by the name of Qurrat al-Ayn Abidi, who was residing in the holy city of Qum at the time. He himself had authored the book and had it translated into English. So he requested me to edit the English translation, a request which I was happy to comply with, in the hope that by that I would have played a role in presenting a more complete picture of the glorious Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam to the Shia masses. Wa min Allah at-tawfiq.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have been introducing is titled Imam Hassan and Khalifat, written by Sayyid Qurrat al-Ayn Abidi. And the book was originally written in English. It was then edited by a friend of mine and published in the Islamic Republic of Iran by Ansarian Publications. So one of the discussions in the book is about Imam Hassan alayhi salam and the allegiance or apparent allegiance that was given. So the book reads, Imam Hassan and allegiance. Although there is difference of opinion among the Muslims about the vicegerency of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in other words, about who should have been the Khalif of Muslims after the death of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shias believe that the Khalif should have been appointed by the Holy Prophet, as had always been the practice in accordance with the commands of Almighty God, while Ahl al-Sunnah believe that the Holy Prophet had left the method of selection of the Khalif to the discretion of the people. According to them, if people pay allegiance to a person, then he is a Khalif, otherwise not. If for a moment this criterion is accepted, then there will be left no choice but to accept that only Hazrat Ali alayhi salam and the first Khalif are Khalifs, and the common Muslims had only paid allegiance to these two persons. As against this, the second Khalif was nominated, while the third Khalif was selected through a committee of six persons. Therefore, it becomes clear that the allegiance by the people alone is not enough for a person to be declared Imam or Khalif. On the other hand, it is known that there has been a difference of opinion among the Muslims about the Khilafat and the vicegerency of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To be just and fair, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was only Imam Hassan alayhi salam's eminent and undisputed personality, about whom no difference of opinion was witnessed in the Islamic society regarding his khilafah. Whether the Holy Prophet's hadith or the nomination of the next khalif by the earlier khalif, or the people's allegiance, or the learned and eminent personality of Imam Hassan alayhi salam is taken as the criterion for the true Islamic khilafah or imamah, Imam Hassan alayhi salam emerges as the most suitable person among the Muslims of the time for the high rank of Islamic khalifat. That is why all the Muslim states of that period had acknowledged him as the Khalif. The only exception was a group of insurgents who did not pay allegiance and vowed to fight against him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as extensively quoted by the Shia and Sunni hadith narrators, had stated that there would be 12 Khalifs after him, and emphatically said that all of these would be from among the Quraysh. There is no doubt that the second name amongst these is that of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and make us of the companions of our Imam inshallah, with sincerity and devotion. And inshallah, until our next episode, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
الحين